On your ILC report cards at quarter or semester, you'll see the kind of grades used at many other schools, the letters from A to F. Unless you take choir, your choir grade is credit or no credit, pass or fail, which I believe is the standard of a few other classes, not the norm, though. This standard of pass or fail, credit or no credit, is in line with how God views us, how your Lord examines you and me. And He does do that. When God evaluates your work on earth as a student or teacher, as a classmate or a family member, as a worshiper, when God judges all of your attitudes, habits, the quality of every word you speak, every action you do, it will not be A, excellent, B, good, C, mediocre, D, poor, F, fail. No, it's credit or no credit, pass or fail. And in order to pass, you need a score of 100%. Now that standard of 100% will apply right now, right here in this space. You are here not taking a break from class, but as a worshiper. And so the third commandment applies. That means that at this moment, 100% would involve you paying attention to every word said, knowing that the preacher speaks for God. No distracting your neighbor. No daydreaming. And more than that, you think it all through, you agree with all of the truth spoken, you apply it personally to yourself and not think about how it applies to that person over there. And more than that, you take it with you when you leave. Remember what was said, what word was given. You live it, you do it. That would be 100%. Martin Luther described the 100% in his explanation to the third commandment in the Catechism. We should fear and love God, that we do not despise His word and the preaching of it, but we should regard God's word as holy and gladly hear and learn it. What about the fourth commandment? 100% would mean that we accept every authority over us as God's own, put there by Him, and submit to every authority 24/7 in obedience to God. Then we would obey every rule, every regulation, unless it told us to do something that God said we shouldn't do. In other words, no marks in the dorm, no detention earned, no breaking or bending of school rules or your parents' rules or the government laws. Imagine if God were to put it all in print, report cards from heaven, using the Ten Commandments as your courses. And that goes for the teachers here too. Would we have any variation among us? Anyone flirting with 4.0? 1.0? Let's start at the top. The grade for the first commandment, that we fear, love, and trust in God above all things, would have to be F. We didn't pass. And the second commandment grade regarding the use of God's name would likewise be F. F from top to bottom. And the consequences are enormous. We're not talking about failing to graduate. It's more like expulsion. Rejection by God. Now maybe you're thinking to yourself, Prof, this is a bit of a downer. I don't like to hear bad news. Hey, I can't put a happy face on this. It is bad news because it's our reality. And no amount of excuses given, no amount of shifting the blame, which you can't really do, is going to ever change the reality. We are utter failures. Or to use a word that comes up in the text I'm going to read, we all are ungodly. Ungodly. Now, in this instance, the bad news is followed by some wonderful news. Unlike your academic report card, which is what it is, your spiritual report card is subject to some radical change. I'm not talking about a do-over from God. We're not talking about you improving yourself. You get to swap grades with Jesus. You get to experience what happened to Abraham. As told in Genesis and also in Romans, we read from Romans 4, verses 1 through 5. What then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. You and Abraham are really no different. His faith, essentially the same as our faith. No, he didn't have John 3:16, but he had Genesis 3:15. He believed God's promise of a Savior. You can count on one hand the gospel passages in Genesis that Abraham would have heard. But these were enough to give him faith and save him by that faith. Abraham trusted that God would deliver, that God would one day send someone directly descended from him who would take his sins away. When Abraham believed that, he was using the report card of Jesus as his very own. Or as Romans 4 puts it, when Abraham believed what God would do, God gave him credit for what Jesus would do. And the same goes for each one of us who have the same faith in Christ. With your ILC report cards, the merit system will continue to apply. You'll get what you earn, good or bad, or somewhere in between. But in God's gradebook, God's courtroom, the merit system is set aside. The standard of grace is going to apply. And in that court, before that judge, here's how you get to plead. Are you ungodly? Yes, I am ungodly. Well, because of Christ, God has justified the ungodly. Do you believe that? Yes, I believe that. You're off the hook. No, it's better than that. You're not guilty. No, it's better than that. You get to go out of here free, in peace, and God with you as your Heavenly Father. Time does not allow us to explore further how this grace will impact everyday life, how it will impact what we say and do as believers. That will have to be a subject for another time and another preacher to share. For now, it will have to suffice that we begin to offer praise and thanks in these words. Thank you, Lord, for your incredible gift of grace to us and Christ for us. Thank you for the faith within, the faith to know and trust that in Christ Jesus you have justified me, the ungodly. You have turned our fail into the greatest pass we could ever have. Amen. We also echo that same thanks and praise, singing Hymn 375, stanzas 4 and 5. Stanzas 4 and 5 of Hymn 375.